Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, and chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. The Reverend Mark Raby is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Malachi chapter 3 and 4. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. And the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and a fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. And he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver. And they will bring offerings in righteousness to the Lord. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old and as in former years. Then I will draw near to you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers, against those who swear falsely, against those who oppress the hired worker in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, against those who thrust aside the sojourner and do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and rules that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Behold, he is coming. Behold, he will prepare the way. Malachi's message for God's people in today's text is a proclamation of what is to come. Judgment, refining, will come quickly, decisively, and bring forth the results that God desires. But he's also going to send the Messiah. I grew up in Oregon, Beaverton, Oregon, and there was a theater there in Beaverton, Oregon, called Valley Theater. Partly because it was in the Willamette Valley, but just to the west of the Willamette River, not the Willamette, but the Willamette River, between the Coast Range and the range that was right there in Portland. It was an old theater, one of those single theaters that they converted into three. So it was kind of a little funky, but they had one theater, a small one on one side, and one on the other, and the main one in the center. And I still remember sitting in one of those smaller upper theaters. We were watching a movie, and I don't remember the name of the movie. All I remember is that it was one of those action movies. You know, the ones with the cars blowing up and shoot 'em up and whatever. It was one of those action movies. There were the good guys, and there were the bad guys. So the movie starts, and as we're getting into the movie, so was the lady up here in the back row, up in the back center. She was really getting into the movie, if you know what I mean. As the movie progressed along and as the intensity of the movie increased, so did her intensity, so did her comments, so did her excitement. And thank God there was no one around her, for she might have throttled them or grabbed them. In the midst of her excitement, she was getting into the movie. Then the moment came. That pivotal moment on the screen when the car goes down the road and blows up and the bad guys get what they deserve. And the lady was so excited. You could see in the midst of her jubilation, and she shouted, "Get ready to meet your Maker!" You know the type. You've seen them in the movie. Everybody kind of bows their head and... But get ready to meet your Maker. "Behold, the days are coming like a refiner's fire. It will come for the arrogant and the evildoer." Yes, the religious leaders. Yes, the religious leaders. They're called out. The sons of Levi will be refined like gold and silver. You see, there is harsh judgment for those leaders in the house of God, for the Levites who allowed those lame, and I don't mean lame, but lame animals who were sacrificed. They allowed God's people to bring that which God's law did not command. The last fruit rather than the first fruit were brought to God. Not even a faithful tithe. And such is why the Lord, through Malachi, called his people to remember the law of Moses, which said very clearly, "This is what I desire, a faithful sacrifice done in faith, but also according to my command. Kinds of the fruits of the earth that I demand. The kind of animal without blemish that's to come to the sacrifice." And so the Levites were unfaithful in their duties, resulting in unfaithful people. They mimicked those who led them, who shepherded them, wrongly. Yes, the message of the Lord through Malachi was not for those unbelievers out there, those bad guys out there, because the bad guys were in the house of God. For the Levites, for God's people, and they were called to repent. "The day's coming," says Malachi, "judgment and refining fire are standing at the door." Such is why, in the section between our two readings, Malachi challenges God's people to trust God enough to give, that they would give the full tithe. A section that's so often misquoted, but a section that calls God's people to that faithful tithe. To give God the best and the first, as His law commands, and doing it in faith. Because God is a merciful and God full of grace, a God who is full of covenantal faithfulness. "I have blessed you even in your unfaithfulness," says the Lord, "but I will bless you more for your faithfulness. Even as you shortchange me, I have blessed you, but trust me and repent." Behold. Behold comes after that section. Behold, the day has come. Behold, the day had come for God's word through Malachi. If we are to turn the page from Malachi, we get to the New Testament. And that day had come. That word fulfilled in the wilderness, a messenger, John the Baptizer. The promised forerunner, Elijah, had come to prepare the way for the Messiah. The crowds came because God was no longer silent. They are hearing the voice in the wilderness calling people to repentance. That deafening silence was no more. John preparing the way, proclaiming repentance, making paths straight and the valleys low. So they came, the crowds, repenting, receiving John's baptism. And when they came, that is, the religious leaders, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, to the wilderness where John was preaching and baptizing, what was John's greeting? When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming here in the wilderness to be baptized, he greeted them well. "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee the wrath to come? You, like the Levites of Malachi's day, prepare to meet your Maker. You've led the people astray. You've taught them to trust in their birthright and their works. Repent." and startled by the solemn warning. John calls them to let those earthbound soul arise. Christ, its sun, all sloth dispelling, shines upon the morning skies. The Messiah has come. Prepare the way. But before we get smug, this Advent season, Malachi is calling us as well. He's calling us to repent, to cling to the promised Messiah, to cling to Jesus, to not trust in other things, our works, or whatever we might present before God, to not take His loving kindness for granted, to not trust in half-hearted sacrifice and offering. We're called to repent. We're called to listen to John. Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Look, the long-expected Savior comes with pardon. Yes, the Lamb has come. The one born of Mary, the one who will suffer under Pontius Pilate, the one who comes to take away the sins of the world. He has come as proclaimed, as expected, to the cross to suffer and to die. And there on the cross, in what the woman in the Valley Theater really meant by her comment, when she said, "Get ready to meet your Maker," she really meant justice is served. But it's not the bad guy, but truly the innocent one who gets it, Jesus. Truly, justice is served by the innocent one who becomes sin. The one who knew no sin became sin for us, for you and for me. Jesus suffered there for you and for me, and by faith we cling to that wonderful good news. Then, defeating death, he rose from the tomb. It's finished. Justice served. The road is clear. The highway made straight. The valley made low. By faith you cling to it. And daily you cast away, as we sang in the hymn, the works of darkness and live out your vocation as a child of God each day. And so, dear friends, this Advent season, we prepare. We prepare so when Jesus comes in glory and the world is wrapped in fear, Jesus will shield you on account of what he's done on the cross for you. He'll shield you with his mercy. And with words of love, draw you near. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.